don't love the sin, you don't love Jesus, you're gonna thank me. Ain't pretty like my sister, small like my dad, good like my mama. There's money that I love.
Station in the pouring rain. Thank you.
You got little baby legs, you stand so low. You got pick them up just to say hello. You got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. You got little boys going beep, beep, beep. You got clever little fingers, you got a little minds. They're gonna get you every time. But I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short swinging. Found Salvador instead. He shook hands with some Indians there. Soon they all were dead. They got chicken, typhoid, athlete's foot, the fury of the flu. Excuse me, brain patients coming through. One day, he met some friendly Indians, and the church told him one day, so, he had them torn apart by dogs and religious grounds, he said, the great nations of Europe, why won't we even wait? Now they're already gone, they're really gone, they're never seen. No use trying to sing, no one left to sing. Have your wives and daughters, have your sons as well. Great nation to do, never can tell. When you and I stand at the dawn of a century, Europe's have sprung up everywhere, as anyone can see. They're on the horizon.
Assess how the outside world must be faring. You miss some detail that way. So I looked and I saw, I don't know if you can see in the light, but a little bit of gray is begun to see. And I was looking, and I figured if I look that raggedy, that the century must be wrapping up. And I knew there'd be an accounting. They'd be naming the 100 great scientists, world leaders, authors, and ultimately composers. And because I remember they'd done that in the century before. And I thought about what I've done with my life as a composer, I guess, which is essentially write songs for bunnies since I was 15 or 16. And earlier than that, my grandmother wanted to hear me, you know. She had to pay. And anyway, I took a look at myself with the century, went into my, where the polo ponies are, and put my name down, and picked at random. Unfortunately, I picked Dmitri Shostakovich as the first composer. Mm-hmm. He wrote 15 symphonies, 15 string quartets, all of it great, and operas, and he worked with Joseph Stalin. I've worked for people like Stalin. Admittedly, his life was in constant danger, where mine only a couple times. So I wanted to do something of some substance, you know, that was that might get me on the top 5,000 or so. So I began a song cycle in the manner of Brahms or Schubert, but crappier than that. You know, I'm not sure. Though one funny thing about it is I've lived twice as long as he did. Talk about fair. Anyway, this is the song I wrote. It's called The Girls of My Life, Part 1. There won't be another part. Was a little girl, maybe 5'2". Had the cutest little feet. Made my heart go tweet-tweet. Quite a pleasant disposition. They'd given pretty young French girl who I met in Las Vegas. But I was there with my parents. Oh my. Had a real nice conversation. Take it, baby. She took it down to Mexico. Ran over a man named Juan. Then I went to college. Met a college girl. She lived in a sorority house across from school. Got a real fine education. Had seven women on my mind. And she says, what for? I want to sit here. Why's he got to sit here? But not that nice. She tries to reason with her, and so sorry. Allison, she looks around, she looks at me, she looks at the person, and says, you're not that famous. There's some real truth in that also. In any case, I tell you this, because with the first two boys who are now 61 and 73. they went to a school that was progressive, I think, but primitive, you know. They learned to read by checking the marijuana laws, you know, they grab them out of the school. And they take them to the airport and play Indians. It was all right, but it was very basic. The orientation was just, you know, a walk around the gravel. And with the last two kids, the orientation was such a fantastic kind of event that I wanted to write about it. But so as not to waste a song on something domestic trivia like that, I include within the song the reasons for the failure of Marxism. Kids love this stuff. Karl Marx was a boy. He took a hard look around. He saw people were starving all over the place, while others were painting the town. Public spirited boy became a public spirited man. So he went very hard and he read everything until he came up with a plan. There'd be no exploitation. The work of all is king. No discrimination, cause the color of your skin. No more private property would not be allowed. No one could rise too high, no one could sink too low, or go under the pity like some we all know. If Marx were living today, he'd be rolling around in his grave. If I had him, my mansion on the hill, I'd tell him a story to get his old heart a chill. It's something that happened to me. a call, a reason to stumble into a new family. The two little children in school, where all little children should be. And I went to the orientation. All the young mommies were there. You've never seen such a glorious sight as these beautiful women wait for the night, just like countesses, empresses, movie stars, and queens. And they'd come there with men much like me, froggish men, unpleasant to see. You just one more, and there is a prince with their dream. See, Carl, the world is a fair, yes, and it never will be. They tried out your man, it brought misery instead. You'd see how they work, but you'd be glad you were dead. Just like them, man, I'm living with the land and the free. Well, the rich just get richer, and the poor you don't ever have to see. It would depress us, Carl. Because we care that the world still isn't fair. First wife while married to my second. I don't know what I heard, but I got mine. Still in my heart, after all these years, separated by time, now by distance, I couldn't allow myself to feel the loss that I feel. It's a little bit late, 20 years or so. It's a little bit cold for all those concerned. Sorry, but I do. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. Sorry, but it's true. Must be laughing yourself to sit up in that old. But I wanted to write your one before I quit. And this one is it. I miss you. I miss you. take all you could. Real slow. Then take off your shoe. Yeah, I'll take the shoe. Then take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. Turn on the light. Go all over it. Come back here. Stand on this chair. That's right. Raise your arm up to you. Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart. They say that my love is wrong. They don't know what love is. 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 Most of my songs aren't autobiographical, I don't think, or I'd be in an institution. This one is very close. There may be a couple lines in it, but I don't think there's any. I love women. Have all my life. Love my dear mother. And I love my wife. God bless her. I love my teenage daughter, there's no accounting for it. Yeah, I don't care how I'm treated. My love's unconditional or something. It hurt a time or two. I ain't gonna lie. I have my doubts sometimes about the ethics of the so-called fair sex. Fair about what? When I find time goes by, one forgives is one forgets. One does forget. God bless the pothole. Got on every lane. God bless the pothole. Got on every lane. Everything that happens to me now is signed oblivion by my brain. My mother spoke of her earlier, and I remember that. Remember the smell of cut grass going off to play ball in the morning. There's a funny story about that. I used to pitch. I could get them all over the plate. Because one time, I must have thrown a football something around the day before. I walked 14 kids in a row, cried, walked off the mound, tossed the ball to the third baseman, left the field. So anyway, many, many years later, I brought the woman who's become my second wife, God bless her, to meet my father for the first time. They exchanged pleasantry. I left the room for a moment. When I came back, right off the bat, he's telling me the story about how I walked 14 kids in a row. best and plow out on them religion. Hope some real neighbors open up. Take some of the members that do remain. I've noticed, as you must have, that nobody's retiring from rock and roll, none of us. Phil Collins says he's going to retire, which is big news, you know. But he won't do it, I think. He won't make it. Nobody applauded at home, and so here we are. And a lot of people did come dressed as empty seats to us. In any case, no one tells you when you've lost it. You know, we go out, McCartney goes out, I go out, Paul Simon hasn't lost anything. We all go out, no one taps us on the shoulder and says, you know, hang him up. So here we are. But noticing this, I wrote a song about it. It's called I'm Dead But I Don't Know It. And I need some help in the chorus. The song goes, I'm dead but I don't know it. And you all would go, he's dead. I'm a this Jewish name. Everything I write on sounds the same. Each record that I make, like a record that I made, just not as good.
More room for you and more room.
So let's grab the big one now. Let's grab the big one.
Train into the to send us away to a little home in Florida. We'll play checkers all day till we pass away. Someday be president if things loosen up. I mean, they really did. I was like 25, 26 when I wrote that, just the same age as these pants are. And the song's about a really small dream. That's what I liked about it, was like the guy's unambitious. Really unambitious. But I look back on it now, it doesn't look that bad to me, really. This is a song about a murderer. It has hit written all over it. The record company is this one they lost. Satisfaction. In Germany, before the war, there was a man who owned a store. 1934.
Ain't nothing left for free.
Yet my sister Sandy, my little brother Rick, my big old wagon, the whole of us on the wing. God, in the country, where the mountains high.
Like I love you, of course you do.
I did it in the first picture. I sung three songs in the first picture, and the Returns must have come in, loved it, hated him, because I was gradually phased out. As opposed to the second time they had Somebody Love Me, Sarah McLaughlin sung it, and also Robert DeLay. We went in the studio with Robert DeLay, who's just passed away, but that's not going to stop me from telling the story. He was an assertive guy. He was, still a good looking guy, even though he was 96. But he's singing the song, and all the Pixar people are there, and the Disney people, and he's going, "You got a friend in me, baby. You got a friend in me, baby." Couldn't do the title without saying "baby." That was his nature. And they said it was like they were gut shot every time they heard it. You've got to talk to him. Someone's got to do something. So it was a recording studio, so it was my job. So I talked to him. And he's a rough guy. And I said, "Bob, maybe don't say babe. It's a boy and a cowboy. Don't say babe." He says, "I got no soul, huh?" May you rest in peace. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Let them go through rough ahead and miles and miles from the place won't be. You just remember what you hold past.
Brothers and sisters came down
down from Jackson, Mississippi. The great green Hudson driven by a Gentile to me. Drinking rye whiskey from a flask in the back seat. Trying to do like the Gentiles do. Christ, they want to be Gentiles too. Who wouldn't down there, wouldn't you?
Cries in the sleep of murder many times.
potion. 18 years she lived at home. She was daddy's little girl. Daddy helped her move out on her own. She met a boy. He broke her heart. Now she lives alone. And she's very, very careful. Yes, she is. She's a real emotional girl. She's down deep inside herself. She turns so easy. Like a hurricane, you would not believe it. Now hold on tight to the real ocean.
Such a big old thing. He grabs the other children.
all the games they play. He plays too rough as a homing teacher. Wait a minute. Maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding English language. Maybe you don't seem to realize.
Dressed like monkeys. Let's leave.
from Chicago to the best of all. That town's a little bit too rugged. You and me, you bad girl. Put down the top, play that beach, boy, then don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it too, just can't ride it no more. From the South Bay to the Valley, from the West Side to the East Side, everybody, very happy, cause the sun is shining all the time. We got another perfect day. Feels like home. Feels like home. Feels like I'm home, baby. Where I come from. Feels like home. Feels like home. Yeah. Like I said, he just died a couple years ago, proving again to Schubert Anders that only the good die young. He was a bad man in the late 50s and the 60s and was obstructionist, segregationist, right in the schoolhouse door. And he said he wasn't a smart man either, I don't think. I mean, he said stupid things. He sold ass samples out of his store while he was governor. Terrible stuff. But he came on the Cabot Show, which was out of New York, and the audience started yelling, like they wanted to kill him or hang him. Like they all had black friends at home or something. personally offended a civil libertarian. And if they'd let him speak, he would have made a fool of himself, as he always did, but they didn't. And I thought, bending over six ways backward, as we liberals do, I genuinely thought that were I a citizen of Georgia, I'd have been offended by this abridgment of this idiot's free speech. And so I wrote a song in the guise of a native Georgian. One of my favorite things in it is that the guy thinks Dick Cavett is Jewish just because he's on television. But anyway, I wrote it, and it contains some repulsive language, but I thought it was right for the character, so I did it. It's questionable at times, but I think I'm going to do it anyway. You can't have a word of intro. I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the audience laughed, Lester Maddox too. He may be a fool, but he's a fool. If they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I took some paper along. And that's where I made this song. We talk real funny down here. We drank too much, we laughed too loud. Too young to make it in no longer time. We keep it in us down. We got low-necked oil men from Texas. Good old boys from Tennessee. College men from LSU. Women don't come out young too. Hustling around the bed and out of bed soon. Getting drunk every weekend at the barbecue. In the air is now. We're redness, we're redness. You don't know I asked from a holy regret. We're redness, we're redness. We keep it in the air is now.
Bring some fucking friends next time.
the empty hallway, the outdated moon, the sky streaked with gray. You've been kindness as old Troy, and I think he's going to rain. The frozen smile to chase love away. Human kindness is overthrown, and I think it's going to rain today. Right before me, the signs of